Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Be the One That Got Away. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Be the One That Got Away. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you will no doubt be wondering how you should be behaving to give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you some advice, some information about how I believe you should be behaving to give yourself every chance of getting your ex back, and also letting you know how you definitely shouldn't be behaving and what behavior is likely going to cause you even more difficulty and even less chance of ever getting your ex back. So when we've been dumped, we're going to naturally feel very low value. We're going to be feeling desperate. We're going to feel like we would do anything possible to try to get our ex back. But what we don't realise is when we're thinking to ourselves, we'll do anything, actually the best thing we can do is take a step away from everything and to implement my version of the no contact rule. So this kind of seems counterintuitive because you think to yourself, you know, I'm willing to do anything. You've got the adrenaline pumping. You're probably thinking of doing things such as a grand gesture. You want to get in contact with your ex. You want to plead with them. You want to beg them. You want to show your emotion. You want to show your passion. You want to try to prove to them that you will do anything. But the best thing you can do is to actually respect your ex's decision. Okay, so when the breakup initially happens, whether it's face to face or whether it's via text message or whether it's over the phone, however it actually takes place, then obviously within those few minutes, you have the remit to actually try to explain to your ex why you don't think this relationship should end. So if your ex says to you, look, I think the relationship needs to end, I can't see it going further than this, then obviously, you know, you have an opportunity to say, well, look, I don't want it to end, you know. And we can fix this. And if there's a problem, just let me know. And we can work through this together as a team. And, you know, you're explaining your situation then. But once your ex walks away from that moment, so whether they're with you physically and they walk off, or whether they are on the phone and they put the phone down, or when they stop responding to messages in that initial exchange, when they've ended the relationship, you need to, at that point, respect their decision. Okay. And if possible, just before you realise that they are about to walk away from this, just when you realise the end is near from this part of communication, you need to do your best to quickly try to stay as emotionally stable as possible and say to your partner, your ex-to-be, as it seems, you need to let them know that you are willing to discuss this, okay? You need to say to them, if you ever want to talk, just get in touch, okay? You want to leave it open. Do not behave in a way which makes them feel awkward, which makes them feel nervous, which makes them feel worried or scared. You know, you need to be the type of person who is somebody who is open and able to be communicated with. If you're going to say something which is going to make your ex feel angry, distressed or scared, then why would they ever want to contact you again? If you come across as somebody who is emotionally unstable, then why are they going to want to speak to you again? If you say something which is in a very angry tone or you're threatening, then why is your ex ever going to want to speak to you again? You need to think of this in as logical way as possible, even though you are going through emotional turmoil. I'm not saying it's easy, but you need to try to have that emotional self-control. And you need to say to your ex, well, if you ever want to talk again, then please get in touch. And at that point, you need to implement my version of the no contact rule. So the no contact rule is something that lots of people suggest that you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my concepts, ideas, and beliefs. So I've done those podcasts. I've done my version of no contact rule and lots of my podcasts. Okay, you know, just check them out and familiarize yourself with all of that. I'm not going to dwell on it in today's podcast, but you need to be implementing my version of a no contact rule. And at this stage, you need to be the one that got away. Okay, so you often hear people speak when they get older about the one that got away, the one where they maybe wish to themselves they hadn't ended a relationship with, or maybe maybe the relationship broke down and they blame themselves and they feel like, oh, they missed out on a good thing. You know, however it is, you need to be that person. You need to be the person that in the future, and hopefully it's the near future, your ex is thinking to themselves, you know what? I've made a mistake here, you know. They was a good person and I want to get back in touch and I want to try to reconnect, you know. You want to be that person. You want to make yourself available by saying that if they ever change their mind to want to speak with you, then they can get in touch. You need to be that person, okay? Because if you're not, then your ex is never going to want to get back in touch, okay? And as I've said, you can speak to older people and they'll often mention somebody in their past who was the one that got away. For one reason or another, they never reconnected earlier on. Now, if you've left the communication situation open, if you've made it very plain, clear and obvious that you're open to communication and that you are emotionally stable, then that is an opportunity to leave that open to make your ex feel more comfortable to contact you and not so that you become some anecdote when they're an older person, okay? You need to make sure you've done that. Now, you might be wondering, well, what happens if I didn't? What happens if I begged, I pleaded, I was emotionally unstable? What now? Like, I can't, you know, go back in time and sort that. Well, this is where you need to be the one that got away from now on, okay? And you need to be the type of person that really showcases your value as a person and why you're a better person now than you was yesterday and that you'll be a better person tomorrow than you are today. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So if you're thinking to yourself, I've begged, I've pleaded, I tried to reason with my ex too much, they got really frustrated, you know, how can I showcase that I am the one that got away? You know, I am the one that they want to change their mind on. Well, you need to implement my version of no contact rule straight away from now on. And you now need to add value to yourself as a person. And you do that by becoming a better person in every way you can. Every single day, you need to be thinking of how you can improve yourself. It could be something very small, but if you do something very small every day, that quickly becomes something big, okay? It could be anything. You could be learning a new skill. You could be learning something academic. You could be trying to improve your emotions by going to counseling. You could be thinking to yourself, I want to do better at my job, so I'm going to try to get a promotion and follow the steps to that. You might be thinking, I want to start my own business. You might be thinking to yourself, I want to get healthier and fitter and stronger potentially. You know, you might be saying to yourself, okay, I've never done anything creative in my life, but now I want to. You know, you might want to join a new class, a new group, a new club. You want to just expand yourself as a person and to grow into a version 2.0 of yourself. So if you do all of this, you'll be thinking, okay, well, I'm implementing your version of a no contact rule and I've done all of these new things. So how is my ex going to find out about this? Well, there's a couple of ways they can. Firstly, Vesper fact that because you was in a relationship, you likely have friends of friends. You know, you likely have friends who are connected, mutual friends, and you'd be surprised how much news can drip through to people. Okay, without you even directly contacting your ex, you can be almost certain that somebody you know will know them, or they will see somebody, etc., etc., and they'll notice and they'll see you mixing with new people, going to new things, doing new things, and that will likely get back to your ex. Additionally, there is social media. Now, if you're still connected with your ex on social media, then that's great. You know, I'm not saying directly make things obvious, but you're posting for your ex to see, but just post things naturally. And if your ex is still connected with you, you know the likelihood is they're going to see it. Okay. And even if you aren't connected anymore with your ex, once again, the friends of friends, the mutual friends, the connections, if somebody else sees what you're posting, they will likely tell your ex. So these things tend to drip back to our exes. And if you become a better version of yourself, if you're improving, if you're showing that you are not somebody who's been held down by this breakup and you're progressing as a person, then your ex is going to start getting intrigued. And if all of a sudden single life doesn't seem as great to them as they assumed, or maybe that rebound relationship they got into has now ended, they'll be thinking to themselves, well, maybe I've made the wrong choice. You know, I'm single, you know, it's not as exciting as I thought it would be. And I found out that my ex is now doing all of these things, but they never did when they was with me. You know, maybe I was inadvertently holding them back. You know, maybe I'm the low value person. Maybe I'm the person who has caused all the problems in the relationship. And the self-doubt will kick in. And if you do this to the best of your ability, and if there's enough of a connection between you and your ex still there, then it can grow, okay? There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. It doesn't happen every time. But if you do everything right, then you will be raising the interest and the attraction in your ex's mind that they have for you. And if and when it hits a certain level, that is when they will reach out, and that is when you can start to rebuild your connection. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it's given you that self-improvement boost that you need. You need to be improving yourself every day, okay? It doesn't matter what situation you're in. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can be doing something to improve yourself every single day, okay? Even if you're living in the smallest space, you can still exercise, okay? Even if you don't have much opportunity to get out, okay, as long as you have the internet, you have the ability to learn new skills and become a better person. So make sure that tomorrow you start your new self-improvement mindset. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.